doesn't need his name up in lights. He just wants to be heard, whether it's the beating.
Can you smell what the Zone is cooking? It's time for the Jim's Razorback Pizza Report. Wednesday is the night of Jim's Razorback Pizza. Order a large pizza of any kind and get a mini pizza free.
Three to nothing. Nova will operate out of the shotgun. Twin receivers left side, a single man into the boundary. Going to throw it to the sideline, intercepted by Mitchell at the 25. Tevin inside the 15 down the left sideline. He's got a chance to score, and he's into the end zone for a touchdown, Arkansas.
Wow.
Tevin Mitchell picks it off and returns it 28 yards for a touchdown.
A couple pick sixes this weekend could certainly help. Arkansas facing A&M tonight. Coach Bielema will be talking all about it. It's on the air with Brett Bielema. You can hear it right here on The Buzz. It's 7 o'clock. So tune in. I assume he'll be joined by players. They used to give us a heads up on who was going to be there, but I know Chuck Barrett will be there, and they're usually players in tow. So tune in tonight, 7 o'clock, hear from Coach. And we'll play some of that back for you tomorrow in the Zone, in addition to some of the SEC teleconference. Some good matchups this weekend, Wally. Ole Miss trying to make a huge statement this week at Alabama, and then, of course, the premier game of the week, LSU traveling to play Georgia. So a good week in the SEC. As far as Arkansas goes, a couple other things here as we continue with our Jim's Razorback Pizza Report. Derby looks like will be the starter again, or so I would assume. If Brandon Allen can't throw a pass on Tuesday at practice, I'm going to guess that he's probably not going to be the starter on Saturday unless something...
Brett said this may be a game day decision. That means... he's not going to throw passes this week.
That means we're not going to know anything until the offense takes the field.
I'll be shocked if he plays.
We do know D'Arthur Cowan's going to be available, a guy who was, and I remember talking to Coach Bielema at the Little Rock Touchdown Club when he came to speak about this, and it was heartbreaking because they had just found out that he was going to be out for a significant period of time, a guy that looked to be the leading contender as a returner and also was going to be a very effective pass catcher for them. And I don't know what kind of shape he's going to be in. I don't know how many snaps he'll take this week, but hopefully he can get on the field and be a difference maker.
You're right about the conditioning, timing.
And it's tough. I mean, it's like Christina and I were talking about. You can do some things. You can ride the bike. You can do an elliptical, whatever. But unless it's you're out there running, you know, and I'm assuming he's been limited in his ability to run because of the injury with the foot. But
broken foot, probably so.
Yeah. but maybe
not even the elliptical.
But maybe for the last week he's been able to run. I don't know how long he's been able to get back
right.
up and run around.
There's a lot of things you can do to keep a little cardio.
Yeah. To the other SEC games, the big ones of the week. Some people are saying Alabama is at risk this week with Ole Miss's offense. It would be fun to watch it be close. I don't know that I'm expecting that.
I think Nick Saban has gone to another level in coaching. He totally controls his offensive output. He knows just what he needs to win, and then he shuts it down. I mean, they can score 49 against A&M and then come back and score 31 against Colorado State. That's him controlling it. I don't think they'll blow him out because he doesn't believe in blowouts, but I don't see how Ole Miss can hang.
Coming up this hour, not only are we going to talk to Jane Arnold from Jim's Razorback Pizza, we are also, she can come in anytime whenever she's available, we are also going to give away Jimmy Buffett tickets. By the way, I have a note here from our friends at Verizon. Apparently there are already people scalping said tickets. No tickets have been released or even printed for Jimmy Buffett. The only way you can get those tickets before Friday at 10 a.m. is to listen to this show and this station through the rest of the week. Any scalper site that says it has tickets before Friday at 10 a.m. is lying. That's what it says in the release from our friend Jana. No mincing of words right there. Don't be fooled. Listen to The Buzz. She should have put that in the release.
She meant to, I'm sure.
I'm sure. It was implied. Okay, so Wally, a few things from college athletics. The NCAA said Tuesday it will reduce the unprecedented sanctions against Penn State's football program by gradually restoring scholarships starting next season. Officials did not rule out future modifications, such as reducing the four-year postseason ban. It comes 14 months after they levied the historic penalties in the wake of the Jerry Sandusky child sex abuse scandal. Your reaction?
It's the right thing to do. Everybody that was involved that turned their head in this tragedy has been punished. Everybody's been punished. Now you're punishing the kids. And they didn't play a role in this.
But they also didn't play a role last year when they had to suffer a postseason ban.
I understand. I think they've suffered enough.
What about the kids who were
What about
I agree with that.
I'm talking about just the football program. Sandusky should have got the death penalty as far as I was concerned.
I'm okay with that.
You know, and Joe Paul's reputation, his legacy was ruined.
True.
And the president was fired, and he should have been. That athletic director was fired, and he should have been.
But how do you not put blame on the school and punish the school for what they did to cover it up? And yes, it hurts the kids now, but that's too, it's too bad. It's just the way it happened. I mean, it's, you can't say, okay, well, it was in the past, so we can't punish these kids now. Yes, you can. This
well,
was
are.
A school policy.
They are.
But now you're being lenient. Now you're going, well, maybe this is a little much, and football means a little bit too much to us. So, all right, here's some scholarships back. And then next year, you can have this back. And then 2 years from now, we'll just forget this even happened.
But these kids playing football for Penn State had nothing to do with this.
I understand that.
Okay,
but the program that they went to did. That's too bad.
Okay, here's my deal. Why give them the scholarships back then? Because you're not impacting the kids that are already on campus. You're impacting the school's ability to go out and get new kids to campus. And yes, you're helping all you're doing is helping the health of the program, a program that deserves a significant penalty. This to me is me getting onto my son and going, Parker, you made me mad. You did something wrong. You know you weren't supposed to do it. You did it anyway, and then you did it again, and then you did it again, and then I also turned a blind eye to it, and now your mother's really mad. So here's the penalty. You're grounded for a week. And then on Wednesday, go in and go, all right, you're cool. It's bothersome to me for that reason. I think I could make a case for Wally taking away the postseason ban length. I would have less of a problem with that because my thing is the kids who are on campus, the kids who did stand by the program. I am so impressed and I commend those kids for doing it because they care about the school. They don't care about the president. They don't care about Jerry Sandusky. And I don't know how much of them, you know, care about Joe Paterno at this point. Some of them, you know, consider him to be complicit with the whole situation, and some of them consider that he was, you know, had a It didn't have all the information, or maybe did what he was supposed to do. Regardless, I could make a case for shortening the postseason ban, but to give them additional scholarships back, to me, is a harder sell. I have a problem with that. My thing
See,
is,
I would have done just the opposite.
Okay.
I would have kept the postseason ban.
But the postseason ban punishes the kids because the kids play for the postseason. They play so they can get an opportunity to play in a bowl game, which is a great experience for any college athlete.
But by taking away scholarships or playing shorthanded.
Yeah, but you know what? It makes it a more significant thing if they can earn a bowl trip with the fewer scholarships. I see what you're saying, too.
I see what you're saying, too.
Okay.
Aw, y'all get along.
Isn't that so cute? Now let's get
First
some
time.
Makeup. Okay. I think there's a case we made both ways. I did watch, and you may be able to find this online, everybody, if you want to, and I love Colin Cowherd, don't get me wrong. I'm a huge fan. I think he's amazing. But he was a little too flip for my taste there was a deal, I saw this story on ESPN.com, and there was a video clip of him talking about it on his show. He was a little too flippant about the impact of the victims. And he wasn't dismissive of the victims, but he was a little too flippant about it. He wasn't dismissive of their pain and their suffering, but he was a little too flip about the whole situation. This is what happens. We as a society are so forgiving that sometimes we forget. When you hit somebody with the hammer, sometimes you have to let that sting for a while. It's like we want to bat, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hit you in the head with that hammer, even though you had it coming. Let me rub that little welt for you. Well, no, they deserve it.
But
they earned
it.
It was a huge breakdown. In fact, I would make a case that this was significantly worse than anything that ever happened at SMU.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Sandusky was a predator.
Well, they paid a lot more significant price, and we all saw that. And I was not in favor of the death penalty at all. And I did think this was harsh, but I'm okay with it. You can't go back now and go,
but once you put it down, you have to stick with it. And the NCAA this summer, even with the Manziel thing, like you said, it's just a joke. Like, if you're going to do it, if you're going to be a parent, like, I'm not even a parent, but I know that as a parent, if you give your kids a penalty and this is what it is, but then you back down from it, it makes the kids go, woohoo, this is easy, I'll break
or
this
your
again.
Husband for
or
that
my
matter.
Husband or whatever
yeah.
It is. I mean, yeah, you don't have to be a genius to figure this out, and the NCAA is
trying to curry some favor with the major conferences because they're afraid they're going to pull out of the NCAA.
That may be. But here's my deal.
Be true,
okay, good luck. Somebody's going to fill that bowl slot anyway. So, I mean,
maybe
you know,
not. There's so many bowls now.
Well, they'll
figure it out.
The Big Ten's going to have a bunch of teams that are 6-6. They'll fill the bowl slots.
May be 44 bowls next year.
I don't know what impact it really has in the big scheme of things. All it helps is Penn State. It doesn't really help anybody else. If I'm the Big Ten, do I go, oh, thanks, NCAA. We won't leave now because you gave them 10 scholarships back. I don't know about that.
Well, I'm an SMU grad.
Okay.
And the death penalty hurt for years and years and years.
It's still hurting him.
It's still hurting.
Well, did you watch him play in MLS?
June Jones is turning it around now.
Fair.
He's doing a great job. I'm just saying. Look, yeah.
They played A&M.
I know A&M may do that to a lot of people. Like, here's the thing. If Mike makes you mad and you tell him he's got to sleep on the couch, do you let him back in the couch halfway through the night? No.
No.
You make him sleep on that couch all night.
All night long.
That's it. You make the penalty stick. It's bad mojo. It's going to come back to bite him. But you know what? I'm in favor of Penn State. I love the program. I think they're great for college football.
So
great
you don't
tradition.
Believe in paroles?
Not on this particular case.
No.
They did take. They
not
did,
like this.
Look, all, you're right.
Other
I agree with you on the part about everybody who deserved to suffer has suffered. You know, and for Joe Paterno, of course, it's his legacy. I mean, they took his
he
statue down.
He died with a bad legacy.
Yeah. Well, and I'm sure, you know, he probably died of a broken heart in a lot of ways. So he
sure.
did have health problems, too, but still. Another note here before we move on to a couple calls, and we'll talk to Jane about what's going on at Jim's Razorback Pizza. Do you have tonight music tonight?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Okay, good.
Tomorrow night.
Florida State's lawyers ordering fans to stop selling Jameis Winston Jesus shirts. Unless you saw the picture, it wouldn't make a whole lot of sense. But there's a picture of him looking like Jesus, got the halo and a big five in the middle of his chest. The athletic department's issued a cease and desist to a fan selling shirts with Winston portrayed as Jesus. The fan is choosing to remain anonymous, no surprise. Sold 100 shirts at $20 a piece. That's a pretty good deal. That's a cheap T-shirt.
No joke.
That they made money on that.
Yeah.
Speaking of the NCAA, they could punish FSU if it feels the school isn't doing enough to prevent profits off of a player's likeness. Oh, yeah, now you want to promote...
They make profits on their site, for
exactly,
crying out loud.
Exactly. Now, all of a sudden, you're holier than thou. No pun intended. Check the T-shirt. I want one of those.
Oh.
Ooh.
That's bad.
That's kind of hilarious.
That's really.
I got three totally different reactions, actually. Okay. That's kind of cool. All right, let me take a quick call, and we'll talk to Jane here. William.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Hey, shout out to Jim's Razorback Pizza. Excellent pizza. Just
bam.
Want to say that.
There you go. Thank you.
The other thing I was going to ask you, and I hopefully not tick anybody off, but the fact, what if this happened in the English department or the science department? Would the NCAA then go in and take scholarships away? It is a criminal.
It's an athletic issue.
Criminal
happening.
Yeah. I know it's an athletic. It happened. It's a horrible, horrible situation. But the fact is, the NCAA is coming in trying to be prosecutorial, like a civil and criminal, but they don't have that jurisdiction.
Well, they do, though, because they pounded Penn State for the same reasons they pounded SMU, a lack of institutional control. And when it goes all the way to the top, from the head football coach, who is an iconic figure, not only at the school, not only in the state, but really internationally. Joe Paterno was, you know, recognized and respected internationally. And it goes all the way to the top, to the president.
The president of the
it's
university.
Not like it was some slappy who is sweeping the halls at night. I mean, this was the highest of the high at the university. So if they didn't give him such a harsh penalty out of the gate, I would have been okay with that. But I'm like Christina. Once you levy the fine and once you levy the punishment, you can't go back on it now. I mean, you can because they're going to, but you shouldn't.
I agree. Well, I just wanted to throw that out there just to sort of put a different perspective on it.
Yeah.
Horrible no matter what. Should never have happened, and Sandusky deserves a rotten wherever he's going to go.
Yeah, well,
and,
that's
and
cool.
And so do other, so many other people that do that kind of stuff.
Yes, well, he'll be kicking it in hell soon, so it's okay. 11:20. William, thanks for the call.
Thanks, guys.
In the next 40 minutes, I promise you, before Wally leaves, we're giving away Jimmy Buffett tickets, and not the fake ones, the real ones.
Really?
Win them before you can buy them. In the hardest Jimmy Buffett trivia item in the history of the world.
Thank you, Matt Travis.
Yes. If your ears are dyslexic and they hear things in reverse... You're going to be in good shape, though.
But you have to tell us which beetle is it says has died.
Okay. That's so confusing.